Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is dedicated with love to my husband Neil and to our daughter Elizabeth. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them. Bruce Hornsby and the Range. Prologue.
Honestly, Mrs. Hadley, said Maggie MacGregor, wiping her eyes. That sense of humour of yours will be the death of me yet.
Jasmine Hadley allowed herself a rare giggle.
The things I tell you, Maggie. It's lucky we're such good friends.
Maggie's smile wavered only slightly. She looked out across the vast lawn at Callum and Seffy, her son and her employer's daughter. They were good friends playing together. Real good friends. No barriers. No boundaries. Not yet, anyway. It was a typical early summer's day. Light and bright, and in the Hadley household anyway, not a cloud in their sky.
"Excuse me, Mrs. Hadley." Sarah Pike, Mrs. Hadley's secretary, approached from the house. She had shoulder-length straw-coloured hair and timid green eyes which appeared permanently startled.
"I'm sorry to disturb you, but your husband has just arrived. He's in the study."
"Camel is here?"
Mrs. Hadley was astounded.
"Thank you, Sarah."